Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you see happening on the cruise starting tomorrow?
Well, look, I think all the facts should come out, and no one should block any facts from coming out. But as senator, when you do the impeachment, we're like the jury. The House is like the prosecutor. They make a decision whether to send it to the Senate, but we're like a jury. So I have had a rule for myself and for, I've told my colleagues in the Senate, we ought to not come to any conclusions until we hear the evidence, should it come to the Senate, should the president be impeached in the House.
How closely do you watch the hearings, so kind of gathering information?
I either watch them, get summaries of them, or read the accounts the next day in the newspaper.
Even as the evidence continues to come out against the president's talks about Ukraine,
I'm not going to speculate on that. I just hope everyone doesn't jump to a conclusion. No matter what your politics, this is a very serious, solemn process. The Founding Fathers put it in the Constitution, and we ought to be, in a very real sense, the senators are jurors, so we ought to not make up our minds till we hear the actual presentations and then hear the other side rebut it.
The national narrative that if it gets to the Senate, it's just going to be a waste of time.
I think we ought to, if it gets to the Senate, we ought to hear the evidence. I think the president should testify, and I hope he will. He should give his side to it right to the people there before they make a decision.
This is in opposition to him tweeting on it?
I think tweeting is not the way to go, whether it's vaping or impeachment or anything else. There's very little on a complicated subject that can be covered in what used to be 180 figures. I think it's now 260 figures.
And you wrote a letter today asking for protection for the
Yes.
Can you go into that letter?
Yeah, anyone who is a whistleblower, they're showing great courage. And the law that was passed says that they can make their presentation without their name being exposed, so they're not subject to any kind of harm. And they ought to be protected.
You seem to have specific concerns about Laura Cooper.
Well, there's been, they have made, they've said they're going to protect the initial whistleblower, whose name we don't know, and a couple of the others. But they haven't said it about Vindman and Cooper, and they ought to be extending the same protections to them. Vindman is actually a member of the Armed Services, so that ought to be up to Secretary Esper. Cooper is not, and that ought to be up to the relevant cabinet secretary.
Do you think Adam Schiff is conducting these hearings appropriately? Republicans have been complaining that their voices and questions have been sort of suppressed.
Well, look, I think each side has had their chance to ask questions, and each side gets a certain amount of time, and each side has been able to ask questions. Okay?
Do you want to go into FEMA?
Sure. Yep. Yeah, well, you know, we had these storms here, and there was flooding and danger, particularly in low-lying areas. And so we want two things. First, we want FEMA to help Western New York collect the data, because if you get a certain amount of damage, then the second thing that happens is FEMA sends relief. It pays local governments for their expenses, like it would pay DePew, for the expenses undergone to clean up. But it also pays homeowners and small businesses for some of their losses. But you need a certain threshold. So we want FEMA to come and be involved and help all our localities see if the threshold is met. I believe it will be.
Can you elaborate on your opposition to Major League Baseball, the cutting the size of the minor league?
Yes. Well, this just came out today, and there are four. They're going to upgrade a few of the upstate New York minor league teams, but they're going to downgrade several, including one not too far away in Batavia. And so those are the Muck Dogs, because of the muck, you know, that's a good thing, kids. That's nice farmland. But in any case, they call them the muck dogs. So I am going to be speaking with Major League Baseball. It so happens the commissioner is from upstate New York. Commissioner Manfred of the MLB is from Rome, New York. So hopefully they'll be sympathetic.
How worried are you about local communities being affected by this? Because the cost of living in these small communities and devastating.
Yeah, well, you know how hard I work to keep the bills in Buffalo. And because sports is really important as something that people care about and identify with the community, but it's also an economic engine. Look at all the people who come into Buffalo to see the Bills games and eat at the restaurants and go to the stores and everything else. And, you know, for a community like Batavia, that's very, very important in the months when they play. And so I think it's a very important issue, and I'm going to do whatever I can to help. We don't have legislative power over them, but I'm going to try to be persuasive. Okay? All right. Very good. And since we're talking about the muck dogs and the Bills, we should talk about the Wildcats. Go Wildcats. How's the football team this year? How's the basketball team? How's the hockey team? Field hockey? Volleyball? Volleyball. All right, very good. Thank you, everybody, and thanks for the good job you all do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.